Sorry about that.
That's
okay. Oh, yeah, please continue.
Yeah, so like I said, we've spoken to family, we've spoken to you, we've had discussed what's been going on for you in our team.
Okay. Like I'm flattered, actually, that people would actually spend that amount of time to...
That's part of our role. We work in health. If anybody's got any some sort of concerns or changes in their lifestyle or some stresses, we sort of see if you can offer any help.
Okay.
So we want to offer you some help. And
okay.
There's a few options you could choose from. So the first thing is that we want to offer you definitely within a doctor's review, one of our psychiatrists review.
Okay.
There won't be a cost for that. Because we work for the public system.
Yep.
So you can either come today now or you can be online. It would be our preference for you to come with us today now to Robina, and you can catch up with one of our doctors there with us. So that's your first option. That's what we would prefer as well. How do you feel about that? Would that
As I said previously, I am trying to finish work to get paid to further continue my survival.
Okay.
So it is an inconvenient time for you to drop by.
Is it?
But if you like, later next week, because I can probably arrange a time to stop by if you like.
See, what we need to do is see you sooner than later.
Yeah.
So we would really want to offer you the appointment today now. We can actually
yeah, that's,
you with your family to
sure.
the hospital.
I got the so got that the first time.
Okay.
So as I said, I prefer to finish the work that I've just started, and so I can arrange a time next week, maybe on the Thursday, Wednesday or Thursday.
What we will do now is discuss it with our team, but we will need to be making contact with you again.
Yeah, that's okay.
It could be tomorrow morning. It could be.
Are you going to do the same thing where you rock up and? I do prefer the phone if you did wish to speak to me. So
we will be coming back to see you to see how you are and to see how we can get you an appointment with our doctor.
Okay. So is there any reason why your doctor in particular, which is being chosen?
No reason why.
Okay.
Probably just the area. We live close to our area.
Okay.
Service, and it's public health, so you don't have to pay. It's not private.
Yeah. Sounds pretty dirty. You know, so
sounds pretty dirty.
Yes.
What do you mean?
In terms of psychologists and psychiatrists, there are, as I've been seeking this out, some have, you know, said other things, but I have found a good one, which has, you know, understanding. So.
So what do you mean by dirty?
Well, just this kind of this style of, you know, taking someone. Saying this actually is not what you think. Here's some meds. Repress it further, and get on with your life.
Yeah,
so,
but I don't think that's what
that's
like that, maybe.
Yeah, I think it's actually going to lead to the ITO kind of thing. You know, after the diagnosis. So, and that's pretty obvious that you know that's going to come to that. So
well, it doesn't need to come to that if you come in.
Okay, well, that's one of my main concerns because
if there's no problem, we
had friends in the past who do go on medication for whichever reason,
and
they either end up killing themselves or
that's why we're giving you the option today to come in with us now
okay,
as a voluntary patient.
As I said previously, I would like to continue the work that I'm doing. But if you would like to arrange a date and a time, I can arrange this for next week.
What we'll do, we'll leave you our card.
Okay.
It'll have to be sooner than next week.
No, we'll do it,
No, it's going to be Wednesday after, so...
We'll leave the card, and then we'll take it from there. And then we'll see what we can switch out.
Yeah. Right.
Because if I'm not a threat to myself, and I'm not a threat to anyone else,
well, according to the information that we've looked at, you've been you have been considering ending your life.
That's news to myself.
Is it?
Yes. I've never once said I'm going to end my life. I've never told anyone that. And. To be honest, I don't see any valid or logical reason to end my life. So, I would actually be rather curious to see where you got this information from. who you got this information from, and if you would like further cooperation from myself, you're going to need to provide some transparency and some kind of an open source to, yes, I got this information from this person on this date, which says the following.
Oh, okay.
So, and that would help myself. Otherwise, you know.
That's understandable.
I think it's pretty understandable, mate. So. So, as I said previously, I would like to continue the work that I've started because it is overdue. And yes, so that's kind of why it's an inconvenience for you to drop by now. But if you like, I can give you my word that I have never tried to end my life. I have never thought about trying to end my life. So, you know, so in that case, I can give you a guarantee that I'm not a harm to myself, and I have brought no harm to anyone else or have any intentions to do so. So, I mean, it's like, you know, pot smoking Hare Krishna. Come on, mate. So, are you okay with that?
The pot smoking Hare Krishna, what was that about?
Oh, it's just the cliche. I mean, a pot smoking Hare Krishna would not hurt a fly. They'd probably look at a fly and then, you know, chant to it, if anything.
So, do you still do the Hare Krishna movement?
Personally not involved with the movement, but I do take on the meditation techniques, which I do practice each day.
Okay. How's the diet?
The vegetarian diet.
Are you on a vegetarian diet?
Yes, I have been vegetarian for probably up to 9 years.
Have you lost weight?
No, not a terrible amount of weight. I mean, I've pretty much stayed the same. Yeah, I mean, when I was in India, I lost some weight, obviously, because that's like, you know, you can imagine the diet, you know, the non-Western diet. But I usually sit about 65, 70 kilos.
So what are you now?
Mate, I don't know. I haven't checked recently, so.
So how long ago did you check? You look lighter than that to me.
Yeah, well, if, you know, I don't know when I checked previously, to be honest, and I'm not quite sure what my weight actually has to do with any.
It does have to do with things, you know, in terms of mental illness, about self-care, all those sorts of things.
Well, I do, in terms of health, I do take supplements, at least have 2 to 3 meals a day. So I do look after myself, if that's your concern.
What sort of supplements?
Spirulina.
No, it's
pretty good. Bit of B12. Yeah, help the iron levels, you know. Yeah. So,
yeah. And your diet? Do you make your own food?
Sometimes. Sometimes I like to be lazy and just chuck something in the oven. So.
So your parents are not vegetarian?
No. Okay, so as I said previously, I do have a bit of work to catch up on. So we have.
Well, we will have to head off. And, so I was just talking to Nathan about concerns about ending his life, but he's denying any of those suggestions or thoughts. So.
Well, you have said it once.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
When was that?
When his mum took him to the supermarket.
How long ago was that?
Would have been in early June.
June. Okay.
And she brought him straight home.
So that's about a month ago?
Yeah, maybe a bit longer.
4 weeks ago?
A bit longer, because we went overseas.
It's a lot. Early June. Oh, no, that's 2 months ago. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And
it was just before you went overseas? Okay.
So what was the context of that?
I'm trying to remember.
You told Mum how easily you could kill yourself and how you could end it all. And then you come home and told me there was nothing to worry about, not to be concerned.
It's strange, because I do have a photographic memory, so.
So that was 2 months ago that you just talked about it. Nothing since?
Not really. We get a lot of that Nathan's going to go away and leave us and never see us again.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's talking about leaving this world.
He's not talking about.
No, it's just the family thing, really. I mean, I've been here for, you know, and I would like to just have my own independence and move away.
We understand.
And so what about self-care? Is that like the weight loss or anything like that happening?
Well, I think he's lost a lot of weight. But
since for how, over what period of time?
This is over a few years.
But recently?
No. And he does feed himself, he does wash himself, he does, you know.
So he's caring for himself.
Yes.
And never looks as though he's talking to someone that isn't there, or guarded about being frightened of cameras or anything like that? Or
well,
anything?
He doesn't like the fact that I've got cameras here, but... he does talk to himself, but I talk to himself as well.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, like, so talking to someone as though they're there?
Oh, come on, you don't have to class me. Is that schizophrenic?
No, I'm not classing you, I'm just asking.
Not that I'm aware of.
No, that's okay. That's right, because we have to ask all these questions, you know.
Yeah, I've been asked these assessment. Questions before with my previous assessment, so okay. I do understand.
Where was that?
My previous psychologist.
Oh, okay.
So, as I said previously, I did the schizophrenia one and the bipolar one, and they both returned false.
Are you sleeping all right?
Yes, so...
How many hours a night did you get?
Enough. I mean, sometimes I get, you know, 4, but a good night's sleep is usually 6 or 8 hours.
Oh, okay.
So it really just depends on if I stay up late watching a movie and so.
Marijuana last? Or the drugs?
Mate, not long ago, probably only 4 days ago.
Mm.
So I do enjoy to use a vaporizer.
Yeah.
And that's nice if you have a bit of that and watch a movie.
No alcohol?
I'll go out. I went on the beer garden Sunday, but you only have one or two drinks, and I rarely drink as it is.
Did you go with friends? Or?
Yes.
Mm. Have you got anyone else that we could talk to if we need to about how your mental state's been? Other than your psychologist, you're okay about us talking to your psychologist? Or?
Well, as I said, if you would like to make an arrangement for next week, that would be brilliant, and then I can tell you these things if you like. So,
what about your psychologist? Are you okay with us talking to you?
I did try to call him just then. So, and as I said,
tomorrow or something.
If you wait until the next week, you can probably even arrange to meet him if you like. So,
well, if we can arrange to meet him, can we actually ring him tomorrow and talk to him?
If you like. So, I can give him a call and see if he wants to.
What's his name?
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to tell you his name.
Do you want us to leave so you can talk to him in confidence?
No, it's not the fact that you're here. It's just that this is a waste of my time at the moment, and I would prefer to be working. So I've said that quite a number of times.
Yeah, so we'll leave you and get back to you later on. Okay.
Okay, so that's just our names there. That's my name, Ritu, and Eddie.
Okay, very good.
All right, call us if you need to.
Yes.
Beforehand, otherwise,
So, Mum and Dad, did you want to?
I've had a chat with Mum and Dad.
Nothing else you want to say? You want to say anything else? Because we can just talk to Mum and Dad if you've got things to do.
Yeah, well, you've already talked to Mum and Dad, so I'm sure you've said everything you need to have said.
I think it's sort of...
Well, actually, this is the first time I've met these people, mate.
It's the first time I met these people as well, mate, so...
I just come in and...
Okay, well, I thought you were speaking at them, so...
So if you want to talk with us, we can have a quick talk, otherwise we can...
Oh, mate, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. As long as everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Sorry for just turning up, I know it's just stressful. I didn't know either.
Oh, it's a pain in the arse, mate, like...
I know
it's... So you all done?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Nathan. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Okay.
Thank you for your time, mate.
Yes, see ya.